Hi, so I just want to go through the six ciders that I've picked this time for Battle of the Ciders 2026, where I'm going to taste review as many British ciders as I can, hopefully about 30, but I'm not entirely sure I can even find that many in the shops, actually. But, so we'll see how it goes, but I've certainly got some fascinating ciders here today. And so last time we found 9 criteria and 6 which were the Thatcher's Haze, beautiful, the amazing Sainsbury's Original Dry, the very disappointing Merry Down, the superb Rattler, the unbelievably awful, I always forget how you say it, Moot, I think, the Kiwi and Lime. Absolutely awful, and I'm going to discuss why that is so awful and why you want to totally boycott that particular company during this presentation. And then the Weston's Cloudy 7.3%, that was just incredible. So today I've got a 3-litre box with a little tap, absolutely amazing, and it's medium dry still, so no sparkles at all, so it's not going to do very well on the bubbles criteria, but never mind. Organic cider and beautiful orange box from Henry Weston's, and so that's a Soil Association organic. That is going to be a very thrilling product. Now, not many people drink cider and not many people know much about ciders, but British cider is one of the things we still do that truly makes Britain great Britain. And that's why I get so passionate and so excited. And it's not just the product that I'm pouring into a glass out of a bottle. If you actually go to the orchards, you are going to suddenly absorb a quality of life that is unparalleled anywhere in the world. To stand in a British cider apple orchard, especially one that's got longhorn cattle, is, you know, you can't get a better life experience than that. One that's got bullfinches and goldfinches and wrens in the orchard. One where the air hangs heavy with the scent of life. So that's the Weston's. It's going to be fantastic. Can't wait to try that. And then I've got the very, very popular Inches Medium Apple Cider. We turn all apple waste into renewable energy, crafted in Hereford. And the C is shaped with an apple, which is really cute. Absolutely beautifully presented tin. And then Thatcher's Juicy Apple Cider. Again, I think very, very attractive can, but you might disagree, but, you know, it's like a blue sky and then apples hanging on a tree. I think it's tremendous. And then the really bizarre shaped bottle, which is Aspel Draft Cider with a Y. And that's a Suffolk cider. And another Hereford cider is Dunkerton's Black Fox Organic Medium Dry Cider, very, very exciting contender in there. And something completely different for me, the Cornish Orchards West North Manor Farm Vintage Cider, 7.2%. So once they start climbing over 6%, you know you're getting a very bona fide, a very traditional, very old-fashioned cider, not one of these new trendy fruity nightclub type offerings, which will usually be about 4%, and as we're going to discover, they're mostly water and sugar and other things like malic acid. So do be aware that if it says cider on the box or cider on the bottle, you're not necessarily getting cider in the bottle. I think it should be a trade description, personally. If it says cider, it should be cider, And I think we're going to find one of the range this time is masquerading as cider, and it's actually just toxic rubbish. And let's discover which one that is. Okay. I mean, I could be wrong, could be more than one of them. But yes, cider, unfortunately, is a product where the best is absolutely, you know, champagne-esque in its brilliance, and the worst is just toxic waste. Okay. And it all says cider, and it all costs much the same, and it all has beautiful cans and bottles that it's in. So the whole point of this is that I personally think cider is our greatest product that we do in Britain, and I think it's world class, and it's very, very healthy for you. Definitely the most healthy alcoholic drink, and it's, you know, an amazing part of our interwoven history, especially in places like Somerset and Herefordshire, Suffolk and Kent, and a lot of the West Country. And I want you to catch my enthusiasm and passion, which I'm sure you can hear in my voice when I'm talking about these wonderful, wonderful things, just made out of crunchy apples, you know, from incredible, incredible orchards out in the beautiful countryside. What could be better? And just, it's just heaven in a glass for me. So I want you to catch some of my enthusiasm and go through these with me and see if you can't just edge yourself a bit towards, you know, I mean, if you've drunk champagne, you might like cider. It's very, very similar. It's just made from an apple, not a grape. And it's got a tremendous lot to offer, and it's going to do your gut a lot of good. So, you know, move yourself onto the cider parallel. I invite you warmly and with a whole heart to get as excited about British cider as I am. So without further ado, let's crack on and open the first of this six. Okay, so by the time we've done these six, that's 12. We'll be 12 into the Battle of the Ciders.